Fitter, Happier. A program about your health, for your health.
So we all know that West Aussies love a overseas holiday, but there are many things we need to be aware of before we set out on our travels to ensure that we stay safe. A range of issues and health concerns can happen whilst travelling. There's many that are quite prevalent and that we may know of, that are deep vein thrombosis, sexually transmitted infections, insect bites, viruses and bacteria. There's just so much going on. And today joining me for some top travel health tips is Dr. Paul Armstrong, Director of WA Health's Communicable Disease Control. Welcome to Fitter Happier, Paul.
Thank you.
And let's get straight into it. What we all know that, you know, we've all been a little bit sick whilst travelling before, but what are the common health issues that someone might experience who are travelling?
Well, of course, that depends on where you go, and it's always important to do your research before you do go. I'm an infectious diseases doctor, so most of the comments that I will be making today will be around infectious diseases. But people also need to consider other health issues as well, such as injury from motor vehicle accidents or being bitten by an animal. And also, people who have chronic medical conditions such as asthma and other diseases, the chance of those worsening while you're overseas is pretty important to remember as well, and making sure you're stocked up with your usual medications. So from an infectious diseases point of view, and again, most of my comments will be around travel to developing countries rather than Western countries. And a lot of the places that Western Australians go to are in our region, in Southeast Asia in particular. So the big four infectious diseases areas are, first of all, gastrointestinal diseases, barley belly, deli belly, Montezuma's revenge. There's lots of terms that people use for that. The second big group is vaccine-preventable diseases. People sometimes go overseas with being under-vaccinated, or that they don't even know that they're not immune to particular vaccine-preventable diseases, and they bring back one of these diseases, and in particular measles and rubella and mumps and diseases like that. And that can lead to a lot of work for public health people back here, because we might have to chase up 300 people for a single case of measles. So vaccine-preventable diseases is another big group. Then there's STIs, sexually transmitted infections, and gonorrhea and chlamydia and hepatitis B and HIV as well. That's we still get a number of cases of people who go travelling overseas on sex tours, or they might just have a chance sexual encounter and they end up getting HIV. And especially with sex workers in some of the developing countries, they've got very high rates of HIV. And then there's mosquito-borne diseases, dengue fever, Zika virus, yellow fever, malaria. That's the other big group.
Let's talk about sexually transmitted infections, considering that a lot of uni students are about to go off on their midterm break and let loose and have fun, dare I might say. And obviously it's an issue in Perth as well, but how can we maybe, and I know there's no vaccine or there's nothing that we can take to prevent STIs, but what about things that we can prevent? Let's talk about how we can prevent some of these other infections.
Sure. Well, in fact, there is one common sexually transmitted infection that is vaccine preventable, and that's hepatitis B. Most of the STIs that we see coming back from people who have been travelling are gonorrhea and chlamydia, and as I said earlier, that HIV is also amongst those. So the best way to prevent sexually transmitted infections is not to have sex. Now, that's not a very practical thing, and we know that travel and sexual activity often go together. So the best way to prevent getting an STI, if you are with a partner who you don't know their history, or it might be a casual partner, or a sex worker even, is to wear a condom. And we know that that's very effective in preventing STIs.
And let's talk about things that we can be vaccinated for now.
Sure. So it's really important, if you're going overseas, to make sure you see your GP or a travel health doctor and just understand what the health issues are in the country that you're going to. And what part of that workup will be to determine what your vaccination history is, measles, mumps and rubella, diphtheria, polio, pertussis or whooping cough. And to make sure that you're up to date, sometimes people do go overseas and they may not have been vaccinated as a child because of their parents' wishes. They don't even know they're not vaccinated. So they go to these countries, and often in developing countries, the rates of these diseases is much higher than we have in our country. So people are exposed to, say, measles, and they come back with measles, and they don't know they've got it, and often doctors don't know they've got it either. They don't see much measles anymore in Australia because we've got rid of it, basically. The only measles cases we get is when people bring them in from overseas. So people tend to go to GPs and emergency departments, and they wander around shopping centres, and they go to church, and they go to a whole lot of places with measles, potentially exposing other people. So public health officials have lots of work trying to make sure that that doesn't spread when we do get a case of measles.
So if we're about to go on holiday, what should we be doing? What should we be packing in our medicine bags?
Well, being a doctor, my medicine bag usually takes up about half of my backpack. But be sensible about this. Just think about what might happen when you're away from your own country and you might not be able to access certain things in your medical kit. And there's simple things like band-aids and bandages and antiseptic creams. But other things to think about is making sure you've got a reasonable stash of hand wash, alcohol-based hand rub, because sometimes you go out eating or you might be eating on the street and there's no hand washing facilities around. Having a spray can or a tube of that in your bag can be really, really helpful. Then there's a mosquito repellent, and look for a mosquito repellent that has high levels of DEET in it. DEET stands for diethyl something starting with E, toluamide, and that is the main active ingredient to prevent getting bitten by mosquitoes. And look for one with more than about 19% DEET. The higher the level, the better off you are, but as you get to the really high level, some of those super duper ones, they can cause some skin irritation. And mosquito repellents with lower levels of DEET are okay as well, but they don't ward off mosquitoes for anywhere near as long. So back to the medical kit. Of course, your prescription medications are really important because you might not be able to get those overseas. And being an infectious diseases doctor, my pack has always got some broad-spectrum antibiotics in there to cover things like skin infections, which are quite common in tropical countries, urinary tract infections and the like. Also, antifungal cream for thrush and for tinea. And I even take anti-influenza medications, Tamiflu or Relenza, one of those types of drugs, because sometimes when we go travelling, it might be summer in our country, but winter elsewhere where flu is around. So they're the main things I would be packing.
Going back to mosquito bites, my sister's actually had dengue fever when she was little, and it was a horrible experience for her, and I'm sure many other people out there who have it. But I've heard that Ross River virus is really prevalent. I know this isn't to do with travel, but Ross River virus is really prevalent in Perth at the moment. Is that true?
Ross River virus is around a lot of the time, and it's worse when mosquito activity is the highest. So it's around all the time. Mosquitoes cause different diseases overseas. We don't get dengue fever here anymore, but certainly in countries in Southeast Asia and other developing countries, dengue fever is a common disease. We used to never see it here until the explosion of travel to Bali happened a couple of decades ago, and it's gone up ever since then. But there's lots of other really important mosquito-borne diseases, including malaria, yellow fever in South America and in Africa, Zika virus, which has come to the world's attention in recent times, and another virus called chikungunya virus, which is a mosquito-borne virus that's been spreading around the world for the last few years. So mosquito-borne is really important. Make sure you are aware of that. Use the high-level DEET mosquito repellents that I mentioned. Cover up. Use mosquito nets at night and that sort of thing.
I've heard vitamin B is also really good for deterring mosquitoes. Is that a myth?
That is not in the standard medical textbooks.
That's just in George's medical textbook. just finally, let's talk about... what happens if you come back, as far as what measures should we take if we've just come back from a holiday and we think that we may have, you know, something that we shouldn't?
Well, I guess the most important thing with that one is to be aware that the disease that you have or the illness that you're developing when you come back may well be due to you picking that up overseas. So to make sure that you tell your medical practitioner, if you're going to see one, that you've been travelling. So, and if you have got a febrile illness, that is one with a fever attached to it, whether you've got a rash or not, make sure you ring ahead to the emergency department or the GP and say, I've got a fever, I've been overseas, I might have something. And they will make sure that when you come into their surgery or the emergency department, then they separate you from others so you don't infect other people. We've had lots of cases in the past where people have gone to emergency departments or GPs with measles, and they've spread it to people in those areas.
We're speaking with Dr. Paul Armstrong about what we should be doing with travel health and if we're about to go on overseas holiday. And I'd just like to let's talk about getting vaccinated before we go, and that's, I think, is probably the most important and the best thing that we can do.
I think that's a really important part of it, and it will be part of a workup from your doctor or your travel medicine specialist before you go to make sure that you are immune. But beware of those other infectious diseases, gastrointestinal illnesses. Make sure you drink bottled water and you eat hot cooked food. Make sure you have mosquito avoidance. And see your doctor around 6 to 8 weeks before you go, because sometimes the vaccination courses that you require for certain parts of the world take several weeks of a course to become fully immune. So plan well ahead.
And if you did want some more information, anyone can head on over to Healthy WA website, which is healthywa.wa.gov.au and smarttraveller.gov.au. Dr. Paul, thank you so much for being on Fitter Happier with us this morning.